We continue to pray for our education prayer focus. Today it's the state of the student, K through 12, from last year's reports. So California has to do an accountability system annually that reports on their findings, or has one. And in California, there were 5.8 million students, 64% socioeconomically disadvantaged, compared to 80% in San Bernardino County. And we have 2,367 students. 17 in California are percent are English learners, compared to 13% in San Bernardino. And then there are 0.5% foster youth, but in our county, it's 3.2%. So that is higher. As for the academic performance comparison, English language arts was 8% below standard for the state, 134% below standard for English language arts. So God, we lift that particular one up to you. We ask that our county will improve in teaching English so that our standards rise. Math, statewide, 42% below standard. San Bernardino County, 208% below standard. Again, Father, we lift up math and that teachers will find special ways to motivate, get kids involved, teaching them how to buy and sell and do the things that matter to them, using their phones to do calculations, whatever it takes, God, that they would begin to enjoy, learn, and have fun doing it, being a part of it, and that these scores go down dramatically. English learner progress was 46% statewide, 41%, so not too bad for our county. College career prep, 52% statewide, sadly for our county, 0% were prepared, 0%. Okay, that's seriously bad. Chronic absenteeism for the state was about 17%, for San Bernardino County, 52%. So you can see we have a lot of things to pray for. So God, we pray, and the graduation rate was 88% statewide, 46%, less than half graduated in our county. So we definitely have some areas to improve. Father, you see the numbers, you know how, why, what's going on, you know what affects them. You know who, when, how, what are the things that are causing these low numbers. We know that parents' involvement is important, and that we also know that some kids have to work. We know that some live in homes where English is a second language. Lord, we know all these things factor in, but God, we still pray that you will help the teachers, help the students, help the administration, help the community, help the parents find ways to get their kids to be more involved in school, to be able to learn more effectively, and to have better standards all across the board. That students would actually look forward to going to school, that the parents would get them to school and not have excuses, that there would be some sort of motivation to get them there, that more students will graduate, that they would be prepared for college so that they can get better jobs and or have some kind of college work that teaches them a trade, that they can have better skills. Lord, we just continue to lift up every area. And thank you, Jesus, that you designed the kids to be able to have some learning and that it keeps them away from getting in trouble. So we know that they need to be in school so they have less of that. We also pray the schools are safe. Students would not feel afraid to go to school. And we'll keep praying about all those issues as we go along. But we just thank you, Lord. The greater is you. You can help in all these areas. And we expect and believe that you will help all of these statistics improve in our county in the mighty name of Jesus.